All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and one more time, we are digging deeper into the 21st chapter of Revelation. This week, looking at verses 22 to 27, the finality of, as we go from the broad picture 2 weeks ago to the focus on the foundations to, let's look at the actual inside of the city here. So we start off in verse 22. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. All right, great verses here for us to look at this week. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. Dr. Brighton summarizes this very well. The saints of God in their state of righteousness and holiness and perfection after the resurrection can now look directly into the face of God. No longer does God have to hide his glory from their view. No longer does he have to shield his people from the brilliance of his overpower holiness and awesomeness, such as in Deuteronomy 31, 17, 18, and Isaiah 64, 6. For God can now directly and personally live in the midst of his saints with his glory. With sin and every evil having passed away, there is no longer a need for a tabernacle or temple to mediate and temper God's presence. For God the Father himself, together with the Lord Christ, is now that temple. The city itself, that is the people of God, is now the Holy of Holies in which God dwells. You and I, in our perfected holiness in heaven, are the Holy of Holies where God lives. Not having to be shielded off, not having to have a curtain or anything to block the view. Full access to the Father. Kretzmann says, when we reach the consummation of our hopes and eternal life, we shall no longer be obliged to have any means of grace, the word and the sacraments. For we shall see God face to face and shall know him even as we are known. 1 Corinthians 13:12. So he goes on this idea of we won't even need word and sacrament anymore because we will fully know as we have been fully known, quoting from 1 Corinthians 13. We will have no need for any mediators. You and I, as we go to him right now with the Our Father, can go to God and just ask our questions. We can talk with God. We can sit there with our cup of coffee and just ruminate on all the great and glorious things that are around us. And with this, we can glory in the fact that there is no sun or moon because the glory of God gives its light. As Isaiah says in chapter 60, starting in verse 14, the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion, the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age. You shall suck the milk of nations, you shall nurse at the breast of kings, and you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver, instead of wood, bronze, instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall be no more heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. You have all these things going on, all these metaphors and images that Isaiah is pulling out from the Torah itself. So we have John pulling from Isaiah, Isaiah pulling from Deuteronomy and Exodus, and it's like showing just the full scope and the interconnectivity of the scriptures, of the fact that this land that is promised will have, instead of bronze, gold, will have silver that you can dig out like iron, or even iron will be like the rocks. You know, it'll be just that plentiful. And here again, going back to last week and in the last 2 weeks, for that matter, as we discussed the walls and everything, you know, your walls, you will call salvation. Your gates, praise. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, the psalm says. This is where we're talking about in Isaiah 60 and in Revelation 21. We have the 12 gates surrounding the city where praise can come in from every direction because of the salvation that is there surrounding us. And how do we know this salvation is here? Verse 25, its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night. Dr. Brighton says, the inability of any evil force or danger to threaten or hurt God's people is emphasized again, this time by the open gates which are never closed, and by the fact that night is totally absent. City gates were usually closed at night, as we see in Joshua 2, 5-7. Night here represents the spiritual darkness of sin and evil, as it does in John 11, 10, John 12, 35, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 5. Because there is no darkness of sin and the suffering and terror of eternal death that sin generates, there is no need for the gates and the wall of the city to be closed, ever. It will always be day because of the eternal light of God's presence, as we have seen in the last couple of verses. There will be no reason for the gates to ever be closed because there's nothing to protect us from, because everything else will have been thrown into the lake of fire, as we see in verse 27. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Phromasius says, he is here describing the church of the future, when unlike at the present time, the evil will not be mixed in along with the good and allowed to live with them. For the good alone will reign with Christ, with whom and in whom they will live happily forever, namely in that heavenly Jerusalem that is the mother of all. Indeed, it says that they are written in the book of the Lamb, to whom he said, rejoice that your names are written in heaven, Luke 10:20. Here we have this promise that nothing unclean will ever enter it. There will not be a repeat of the Garden of Eden, with Satan being able to come in and tempt us again, because Satan has already been thrown into the lake of fire. The beast and the false prophet have already been thrown into the lake of fire. Everyone who does what is detestable or false is thrown into the lake of fire. Everyone who is allowed into the city is there because they are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are the ones that when the extra book was opened at the Great White Throne Judgment, all of those whose names are written there were allowed entry into heaven. That is the Lamb's Book of Life. That is the great wonder that is ours. That is why we could say a few weeks ago, and as we have heard throughout the Easter season, as we have read through 1 John and the three-year lectionary series, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith in the Christ who has come into the world, into the flesh, to save you from your sins. That is what brings about your name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is what brings about the security that you will be in heaven and that your name will never be blotted out, because that faith was not something that you created. That faith was given to you by the Holy Spirit through the Word and the sacraments, hearing exactly what God wants you to hear, seeing in the Scriptures what He wants you to see, living it out in the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper and absolution. These are all the things that bring about the security that you have. These are what give you the strength to go from day to day, from week to week, wrestling with the theology around you, because you know the truth. And the truth has set you free, because the truth is your Lord Jesus Christ, in whom you have the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life with Him in the heavenly Jerusalem. And that is why we can wrestle. That is what gives us the strength. As I have said numerous times over the last month, we gain our strength by the promise of what is to come. The promise of joy everlasting. The joy of life eternal. Amen.